We are on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we listed yesterday the difference between a Kayin and a Kehanis. I believe we finished those. And we're up to Ma Bein Ish L'Isha, which is the middle of the Mishnah.
Oof.
One, somebody is not muted. One, two, three, thank you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, line from the top. Ma Bein Ish L'Isha, what is the difference between a man and a woman? And the Gemara's going to, Mishnah's going to list different halachas between a man and a woman, and as the Rishonim point out, this is not a comprehensive list. We had a whole list in Kedushin, differences between a man and a woman. And there's this other places that the Mishnah lists differences between a man and a woman. Why the Mishnah picks these and not others, Taisus talks about it in the Amud Beis. He asked it as a question. Doesn't think he has a reason. He just points out that this is not a comprehensive list. Ma Bein Ish L'Isha. Ish Pareo Pairam. A man who's Chas V'Shalom Mitzayra has to rip his clothing and let his hair grow long. Bein Ish Paras the Paramus. This is all we learned out from Sukkim, that a woman Mitzayras does not have to rip her clothing and let her hair grow long. Ish Madras Zakrashi. Ish Pairam. Ma Bein Ish L'Isha B'Yisrael Nami Kamayri. This is not only about Kayanim. This is talking about Yisraelim as well. Ish Pareo Pairam Shumanuga, when he has a nega, Pareo Raishai, Upairam Gadav, has to let his hair grow long and rip his clothing. Later. Ish Madras Benoi Benazir. A man can make his son a Nazir. A 12-year-old son, he can make him a Nazir. And this is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, but only a man. It doesn't say 12-year-old, a cotton. Only a man, not a woman, and it has different halachas. In Masechtas Nazir, it's elaborated on when he can and can't make his son a Nazir. In Mir Tshashem, you will get there not long from now. Raish Madir is B'nai B'Nazir, B'nai Cotton B'Nazir, the Cholah HaNaziris Olav HaVulvik Sheyigdal. Even if the kid becomes by mitzvah, the Naziris continues. Now, this is again halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And the mechanics of when it doesn't work and when it does work is extensive. It's at least an amud long or a blot long, a Masechtas Nazir. So we're not going to get into the particulars here. And just to say it's limited to a father, not to a mother. Ha'ish Megaleich HaNaziris Aviv. It's another halacha by Nazir. That if a father with a Nazir separated his korbanos without speaking out which is which, meaning he left over three animals for korbanos and died, if his son is a Nazir, his son can use those korbanos. Again, the particulars of those halacha is a big machloikas, and it's discussed in Masechtas Nazir, Mir Tshashem, we'll get there. A woman cannot be Megaleach on the Naziris of her father. Rashi, Megaleach on Naziris Aviv, another Aviv Naziris, the Hifrish Karbonaisav Umeis. But it says Hifrish Karbonaisav, doesn't mean he said this is a Chatas, and this is an island, this is a Shlomim. He said these three are my Karbonas. Because if he designated them, then the Chatas would be die, because the Chatas Shemeis Baleha. It's only when he designated a group of animals for the carbon without specifying which is which. So then there's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, V'Hoya B'Noi Ad-Nazir, and his son was also a Nazir. Haben Megaleach B'Yoy Melois, the son takes a haircut on the day that he finishes his Naziris. Well, maybe Korbanos Yifrish Aviv, and he can use his father's Korbanos. And again, this is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's not something we do logically, and it's only said about the father and not about the mother. Ish Mekadesh Es Bitai. A man can accept Kedushim for his daughter. Ve'in Ish Mekadesh Es Bita. Rashi, Mekadesh Es Bitai. Mekabu Kedusha Bita Ketana, and it doesn't only mean Ketana, it means still 12 and a half, Shloi Midaita without her agreement, whereas the mother cannot. Ish Meicher Es Bitai, a father can sell his daughter to an Amavriya, Rashi says, La'amak Shiketana. Ve'in Ish Meicher Es Bita, and a woman cannot sell her daughter. Ha'ish Niskal Aram, a man can be stoned when he's undressed, we learned that from the Pasuk. The Eina Isha Niskelis Aruma. A woman is not. We talked about that earlier in the Masechta. Is it because of Hirur, or is it because of Bezayin? There was a question over there, why we would stone a woman undressed or not undressed. Is it better for her to have a Bezayin? Is it better for her to die faster? Is it because, right? So that was the reason that we learned that. The Pasuk says that a man is stoned Arum. It does not say a woman is not, because it's a Machloikas. But it means, but she doesn't have to be stoned Arum. It's left to Chazal to decide, is it better for her to be stoned Arum? Is it not better for her to be stoned Arum? We discussed it earlier in the Masechta. Rashi? No Rashi. A man who is stoned, or according to one of the Amar, only an Oibin HaMenizar, it's an Achoikis Tanoim, is hung for a day. From the day he's stoned till that night, he's hung. Not hung for a long time. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says they hung him as close to Shkia as possible, then took him down to Shkia. So he wasn't hung for a long time, but it's a Pasuk that says it's a Lisa'i Saleh. But only a man is stoned, is hung, Vein Ish and Nitlas. Learned out from Pesukim. Not even a day.
Just
till the evening.
They wait till the next day and do it again.
No. Say. That was by a story of Shaul that David HaMelech had to hang the seven Enoch of Shaul because of Kapara, because he didn't feed the Gevinim, as it was an extrajudicial decision. The Gemara Yivam is asked how could you do it. The Pasuk is not allowed to do it. Ish nimke b'gnevasai, v'ein ish nimkeres b'gnevasai. If a man steals and he doesn't have money to pay it, we sell him. A woman is not sold if she's sold and stole, doesn't have enough money to steal. And again, all these halachas are derived from Sukkim, except two I mentioned are halachas l'mayishim esinais. Every other one is derived from Sukkim. That a man can make his son a nazir, and that a son can use his father's kurbanas for his own naziris, if his father dies, as a nazir. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Now, let me explain the way Rashi learns. Okay, let me do a little bit more. Tana Rabbana. Kahan esurim lekuna minchaseyem nisrafes. Any woman married to kahuna, her mincha is burnt. Ketzad. Kahanas levia v'yisrael shenisus lekayin. Either Kahanas or Leviya or Yisrael is to marry the Kayan. Eimin chasin achelas, neshi yesh lechei legba. Ve'ein ay lekol, neshi yesh lechei legba. What happened is, the way Rashi learns, is that we have a problem here. And the problem is that it's his, she is bringing his mincha, he is the one that separates the mincha. Right. But at the same time, it's coming for her. So how do we treat it? Is it a Kayin's mincha? Is it the woman's mincha? A Kayin's mincha is completely burnt. A Aisha's Kayin's mincha should not be completely burnt. She's not a Kayin. She's an Aisha's Kayin. Again, it's for her kapara, but it's coming from his money. The woman doesn't have money on a regular basis. So he's paying for her carbon. It's her carbon. It's going to work for her. This is not only Saita. It's any mincha that a woman brings. The money comes from him, and it works for her. So we're left in a quandary. Is it his? It's completely burnt. Is it hers? Make a kmitza and then it's eaten. So what do you do? Rashi learns it's a suffix. How do we treat a situation that we're not sure how to look at it? Is it his or is it hers? Tysus learns it's not a suffix. Tysus learns it's what you do when it is a combination. Not because we don't know what to do, therefore.
it's because we know that it's a combination and therefore has certain halachas. But we're going to learn like Rashi, because that's what we do in this year. We try to learn like Rashi. So we're going to view it as a suffix. Let's read Rashi. So Rashi. Milchasei nisrafis. Achas milchaseita. This is referring either to a milchaseita. The achas milchas nedavet is referring to any other milcha as well. Meshi yeshle chelikba. Shehu makriva mishalai. He's bringing it from his money. Uchsev kol milchas kayin is completely burnt. This is a milchas kayin. But on the other hand, it's not being used for him. So is it or is it not a milchas kayin? So what do you do? Zuck the braisa. Ketzat. Kehenes leviyav Yisrael shenisis lekayin. Ein milchas in echelas neshi yeshloi chelik ba. Can't let him be eaten because he has a share in it. The ein oil kolo, but you can't completely burn it, neshi yeshloi chelik ba. Because she has a chelik in it. So what do you do? What do you do with this mincha? You mark up the kaimitz, and what do you do with the leftover? You can't eat it. It might be his. It has to be completely burnt. You can't put it on the mizbeach. It might be hers. It doesn't belong in the mizbeach.
Why does it make a difference that it's coming because of her?
His money.
He's giving it to her.
But it's his money. He pays for it.
Why?
Because it might be chayv again. If it's her mincha, it's chayv and kmitza. You do the kmitza,
right?
You put the kmitza on the mizbeach,
right?
What happens to the rest? Yeah, might be his. It's his. You put it straight on the mizbeach.
I
tell you what. How about waiting another line? Maybe wait another line before you don't understand. Ella, so what do you do? Hakaymut karim ba'atzmai v'shirayim karim ba'atzmai. What you do is, you make a kmitza, because it might be hers. You're chayiv in kmitza. A kayin's mincha is not nikmetas. When a kayin brings a mincha, they skip kmitza. They take the mincha and put it straight on the mizbeach as is, and burn it. A Yisrael's mincha, you have a kmitza and a kiddush kli, and then it's put on the mizbeach. Then what do you do with this woman's mincha? With this saita or any other woman that brings any other mincha? Put it straight on the mizbeach? If it's not a kayin's mincha, it needs kmitza. And the kmitza has to be separated, kiddush kli. If it is a kayin's mincha, then the whole thing goes in the mizbeach. Like the braisa, what we do is as follows. You do kmitza, put that on the mizbeach, then put the rest on the mizbeach. So if it's a kayin's mincha, we burnt the whole thing. If it's Yisrael's mincha, we did the kmitza and we burnt the kmitza.
You're eating it, so you don't eat it.
Can't eat it, might be his mincha. Now I can hear your question.
The question is, I mean, why can't you say that he's buying it for her?
That was Rabbi's question. Thank you for being mechavan to Rabbi about 3 minutes ago.
I did not even know. First of all, I did not know he asked any questions today.
No, I hate to say you were in La La Land while I was saying this Gemara.
Was there an answer given?
Yes, it's his money, and therefore it's his mincha. I buy a mincha for you. If I give you the money, you can buy the mincha. But that's not what happens here. He buys the mincha. It's his money. That's how Tysus explains it. She doesn't own this, but it's for her.
You can't go. I don't know how to say it. See, there's a problem here. What to do, right?
Exactly.
Well, why don't we say, hey, husband?
That's how what the Torah said.
Husband, give the money to her.
But that's not what the parents had to do.
Really?
The parents says, Vahemias mincha, so he brings her mincha. He brings her mincha.
It's a chiyuv on him.
Well, it's a chiyuv on him to bring her to his life, too.
We're not just talking about sota here.
I know, but by every other regular mincha, she's donating a mincha. He didn't give her the money. So now she's bringing his money to her mincha.
It's a regular mincha.
Where do you think she got the money from?
It always stays from, it comes from his pocket.
That's what Taisa says. Kansa Isha Kana Baila. Fact the Karanaira, there are women that can have independent money.
Right.
Okay. That's the Karanaira's question. But in the regular assumption is that a woman does not have her own money. She's using her husband's money. That's, again, the Karen Ira asked this kasha, so it's a good kasha. But the Gemara is talking about the norm. And the norm is that's her money, his money.
Okay. My next question was, if the couple is very poor, they can't even afford a mincha.
Then he can't, she can't
someone,
be a stranger.
Someone gives him the money or gives her the money for the mincha.
He has to give him the money.
Okay. He has to buy the mincha.
Again.
The husband has to buy the mincha.
Even if he gives it to her, it becomes his.
What's
the tonight
involved?
That's machloikas. And again, that gets into the Karen Irish kasha that a woman can have independent money. Somebody gave it to her on tonight. But for Saita, that wouldn't work anyway. But this is not only Mincha Saita we're talking about. For Saita, it's not an issue. He has to bring the Mincha for her. Your question is that other Mincha. For Saita, it's not a question.
It's not really a suffix that should happen to the mecha because it's vadai his.
For her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the shaila. So what do we...
It's still a bit around.
Again, it's being brought for her. So how do I consider that? His or hers?
You're not asking me because I would tell you.
That's the suffix.
It's burn the kindness and then...
That's what it said. That's what the Bryce has said. We're not finished. We have just begun. Quote John Paul Jones. Yes. You don't know John Paul Jones? We have just begun to fight. Yes. Part of my chinuch. Yes.
Just a general question, mincha. If someone brings the rest of the mincha, and burns on the altar, does this bring the chulin on the altar?
It's not chulin.
It's not chulin.
Yeah, no, but that's why we're learning this Gemara in about 4 minutes from now or 5 minutes from now, depending on how many questions I have. We will have this resolved.
Okay.
Dr. Ashi. Mincha same, nisrafas, agas mincha saita, vagas mincha sedava. Let's listen to Rashi. Shehu makriva mishaloi. Seim kol mechaskayin. Ve'ein oyle kol, Dr. Rashi. Why? Neshi yesh lechelik ba. Why? Shehu kaparasa hi ba. Ve'ein mincha zar o baskayin craving kol ubaloi kmitza. You can't skip kmitza by a Yisrael's mincha. And she is a Yisrael for all practical purposes when it comes to being makriva mincha. So Ashirayim Kraven La'atzmam La'achar Shekara V'Kaimetz. So first you burn the Kaimetz, then you burn the rest. Zok the Gemara, there's a problem here. And the problem is, the Pasuk says that when you put, when the Torah wants you to put part on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to put on any extra from the carbon. It's not chulun. There's the Gzeres HaKasav that any time part of a carbon has to be brought, you're not allowed to put more than that on the Mizbeach, from that carbon. So if you bring a carbon shlomim, and there's certain emurim that have to go on the Mizbeach, and you decide to be benevolent, and you're going to put a piece of meat on the Mizbeach, you're over a lav. You're not allowed to add anything that goes on the Mizbeach from a carbon, no extras. So here we got a problem. If this is a Minchas Yisrael, only the Kmitza belongs in the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to put the extra on the Mizbeach. If this is a Milchus Kayin, the whole thing has to go on the Mizbeach. The solution is not a good solution. Your solution was, put the Kmitza on separately, then go and put the other part on. I'm not allowed to. Because if this is a Milchus Yisrael, there's an Isra Lav to do this. Frek the Gemara, Ikri Khan. Why don't we apply here the pasuk? Of kol shumi menu leishim haru baltatiru. The pasuk says Kichol Sar, Bechol Dvash, L'Sakiru Mimenu Isha L'Hashem. Now, Sar and Dvash, I'm not allowed to put in the Mizbeach. What's Mimenu? Kichol Sar, Bechol Dvash, L'Sakiru Isha L'Hashem. What's L'Sakiru Mimenu Isha L'Hashem? Chazal Darshan from the word Mimenu, that if you brought part of it, you can't bring any extra. Nothing to do with Sar and Dvash. A new love. Kichol Sar, Bechol Dvash, L'Sakiru L'Hashem. And Mimenu L'Sakiru L'Hashem. Anything that you brought part, I'm not allowed to put on more than that on the Mizbeach. That's not Chazal Darshan this Vesek. It's a love. So Trashi, Kari Khan, Kosher Mimenu, Kichol Sar, Bechol Dvash, L'Sakiru L'Hashem. That's what it just said. Why does it say Mimenu? It's a darshan by itself. Do not put anything on that part of it goes in the Mizbeach. That includes any meat of a carbon besides Oila. I'm not allowed to put the leftover of a Mincha. Maybe we should view it as her mincha. So they brought the kaimets appropriately. And these are leftovers. I'm not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. So the solution doesn't work. Your solution was, we mock the kaimets separately to cover your bases in case it's Yisroel. And put the rest on in case it's a kayin. But if it's Yisrael, you can't put the rest on. And for the Gemara. Amra Yehuda Bereda Shimon Ben Pazi, the Masid Lul L'Shem Eitzim Kreb Lezer. This is a machloikas and Masechta Zrachim. That a person has the limbs of an Ayla got mixed in with the limbs of the Chatas. And he's got a problem. Because the limbs of an Ayla go on the Mizbeach. The limbs of the Chatas are not allowed on the Mizbeach. What does he do? What does this man do? Zokr B'Liezer, I got a solution. Put him on the Mizbeach and say, the oil I'm putting on the Mizbeach for the mitzvah, and the Chatas that I'm putting on the Mizbeach, I'm putting on as firewood. I'm not putting it on to burn it as a mitzvah. I'm not allowed to. But I can use it as firewood. So you can put the chatas limbs on the mizbeach. You don't know which is the chatas limbs. If you knew, you would eat them. But you don't know. So you put it on as firewood. I'm not allowed to put it on as a carbon. I can put it on as firewood. The same thing with this leftover. You put on the kaimets on the mizbeach. And you say, listen, I don't know if this is leftover or this is supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. If it's leftover, it's firewood. And if it's not leftover, it's hakrava. And you can put it on the mizbeach. And it's over. Thank you. Yes.
What parts would be extra?
I have no idea.
What again? You did the pizza.
Right.
Is everything else is going to be?
Well, we don't know.
So the solution is what?
Put it on the mizbeach and say, if this is a milchus kayin, this is hakrava. And if it's not a milchus kayin, this is firewood. It's fuel, not wood. And that's the way you answer the question. So Trashi, I'm sorry, the Tanya, the Gemara. Blazer Aymer L'Reich Nechayach Yatamala. It says you can't put it on as a carbon to could produce a, what was the thing, something contentment, source of contentment. Avratam alei l'shem etzim, Rashi. Zog to Rashi, the matzik l'shem etzim, the name of Hachi, this is what it should say. Im ruim im lahakter, if this is fit to burn, v'loy ha'isaroy l'kamet, and it should never have had kemitza, k'dim mechus kayin, harazu akhtar l'shem. So I'm burning it for the mincha. Well, kamitza le'malav le'meredes, the fact that I did a kamitza doesn't hurt anything. And if it needed a kamitza, this is the leftovers, harin kishara atzemerecha. It's like firewood. A blazer, putayu b'zvachim. Eivari chatas shenisaru be'ivari ayla. The Mishnah is in zvachim. Limbs of a chatas that got mixed into limbs of an ayla. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a yitnam lemaila, put him on top. V'ray ani asbsar ha-chatas al mizbeach, kilo ein etzim. And the meat of the chatas, which I don't know what it is, I have 10 limbs here, 5 ra'ila, 5 chatas, put them all 10, and I say, the chatas ones are firewood. The chachamim ha-imrim, that is not a solution, to uber tzurasan, let it stay overnight and become nicer. The yitzel ha-beis ha-sreifa, then take it out and burn it. Outside of the Azara. So Asr Lahakre Barakatas, the Rabbanan say you can't do this. They don't agree that it's a solution of firewood. Mishum Lav the Koshum Metalishim, as we had the Lav that anything, the part of it goes in the Mizbeach. The other part can't be burnt. Right. Rableza Sever, now Rableza has the following drasha, because Basrei Dahu Kroksiv, the next pasuk in the Torah says, Racious carbon, racious takrivu isim l'Hashem. It says in the pasuk. The pasuk is like Yichol Sari the whole Dabar Sotir Menish l'Hashem. Carbon, racious takrivu isim l'Hashem. There's one exception. There's one time I can bring a carbon of Sa'ar, and there's one time I can bring a carbon of Dvash. Dvash I bring for Bikurim, because I bring fruits, which is Dvash, and Sa'ar I bring by Shtei Alechem, which is Chametz. I don't put them on the Mizveyach. So carbon raises takriv ma'isum Hashem, the pasuk says. Well, mizbeach le'yalu l'reach nichayach. Once a year you can bring sar, and once a year you can bring davash, but don't put it on the mizbeach. That's what the pasuk says. The next pasuk, Zokt Rabbi Eliezer. It says sar davash bikurim atamevi min atamarim, which is davash. Gates milchas te'alechem shu raises min asar. Now mizbeach le'yalu l'reach nichayach. Zokt Rabbi Eliezer. He says the word L'Reach Nechayach is going back also on the extra parts of Kabbalah. I'm not allowed to bring an extra part of a carbon, L'Reach Nechayach. But I can bring it, not L'Reach Nechayach, I can bring it as wood. Whereas Rabbanan says, that's not going back on Mimenu, that's going back only on the Sar and the Dvash. Rabbi Eliezer says, that pasuk that says L'Reach Nechayach is also going on the Isser of being Makrib extra. There are two Isurim in the pasuk. Don't bring Sar Dvash, and don't bring any extra. The next pasuk says, once a year you can bring Sar Dvash, but don't put it on the Mizbeach. Now, is that pasuk, don't put it on the Mizbeach, L'Reach Nechayach, only talking about Sar Dvash? Or is it also going back on that second Isser of putting extra on the Mizbeach, and it's saying the extra that you put on the Mizbeach is only if you put it on L'Reach Nechayach. But if you put it on for firewood, it's not an Isser. That's our Blazer Darsons. And Rabbanan say, no. The pasuk has nothing to do with the mimenu. Let's read it inside. So Rashi, look with Bal Takiru, Vashminan, the loy asrak terasak shemuschav l'reach nechayach. It's only asr to bechav l'reach nechayach. So here we have a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk told me I'm not allowed to bring any extra if I bring it l'reach nechayach. So there's an out. I can bring it as firewood. The Rabbanan say, I can never bring any extra, period. End of story. So here we have this. So I have a mincha of a person that's owned Kayan and Kohenes. I don't know what to do. So my eighth is as follows, so far. I bring the kmitza in case it's Yisrael. Then I put the rest on the Mizveach in case it's a Kayan. But I'm not allowed to do it if it's Yisrael. Oh, I do it for firewood. So then that gives me the legal loophole that I can cover my bases. Both of it are around the Mizbeach. It's completely burned. Kmitza by itself in case it's Yisroel. The rest of it as firewood in case it's Yisroel. And as a kakrava in case it's a kayan.
Was there a certain amount of firewood they used to put on the Mizbeach?
That you were obligated to put on the Mizbeach, which you could put more on.
Much faster the...
That was up to the Kahanim there. They could put as much as they want on. Yes. Yeah, we haven't gotten there. That's the next question. Frakti Gemara, Hanichal or Blazer, this Blaz Svara. That works according to Blazer. El Rabbanon, the last Blaz Svara, Mayekel Meimer. So what did Rabbanon do with this Mincha? They don't have the firewood solution. Emphat the Gemara, the Avdu Hukra Blazer, Reb Shimon. Okay, now let me give you a bet. This needs a new background. We're bringing in a case that has nothing really to do with this Gemara, but we see a new approach to things in Karbanos. The pasuk says, "Kol minchas kayan
Kalusia. All Milchus Kahanim have to be burnt completely in the Mizbeah. Forget about a lady. Man Kayan, means a Milchus Kayan, he has to be completely burnt. Then it says, in part, this is in Parshas Tzav. In Parshas Vayikra, it talks about certain Averas, that a very poor person brings a Milchus Chayte. It's called the Karbon Eilevi'ered. Rich people bring an animal, medium people bring a bird, the poorest of the poor bring a mincha. Now, the pasuk ends, V'hoysa l'kayin k'mincha. It should be to the kayin like a mincha. So there's a machloikas tanoim. One Tana says, the pasuk means that a kayin who does a chait that needs a mincha's chaite treats it like a regular mincha that he brings, completely burnt. That's Rabbanan's opinion. That a kayin's milchus chayte is like a kayin's milchus nedava. Just like by milchus nedava, the halacha is, by a kayin, it goes straight on the mizbeach, no kmitza, straight on the fire. Same thing by milchus chayte of a kayin. V'haysel, a kayin ke mincha, is to say, it's completely burnt. That's Rabbanan Shita. Reb Shimon says, it doesn't say v'haysel l'kayin k'mincha say. It says v'haysel l'kayin k'mincha. To tell me that the minchas chayt of a kayin needs kmitza. Unlike the minchas nadav of a kayin, which is completely burnt, the minchas chayt of a kayin needs kmitza. But it can't be eaten, and Rashi's going to tell you which pasuk tells me that. So what do you do? So if you can't eat it, and you can't burn it, because it needs a kmitza like a milchus yisrael, it needs a kmitza like a milchus yisrael, and it has to be, and it can't be eaten. So there's the machlokes. So if Shimon says, what do you do? You put the kaimitz on by itself, and then you put the shirayim on by itself. And it's a special halacha. It's not an extra. This is what the Torah wants you to do with this mincha. The Torah wants you to be makir this mincha in two parts. It's not like you're putting extra on. This is the obligation. The Torah said, this is the way you do a mincha's chayt of a kayin. You treat it like a mincha's yisrael partially, but not completely. Milchus Yisrael, you do kmitza, but you don't eat it. It goes on the mizbeach, but it's not bringing extra. There's no extra here. This is what the Torah wants you to do. His son, that's Reb Shimon's opinion. So again, Rabbanan say, it's treated completely like a regular kayet mincha. There's no difference between a milchus nedav of a kayin and a milchus chayit of a kayin. Both get completely burned. No question. Reb Shimon dies in some sukkim, that you do need a kmitza by a milchus kayin, chayte. Like Yisrael's mincha. What do you do with the leftovers? By Yisrael's mincha, they eat them. By a kayin's mincha, we burn them. But it's not an extra. This is what the Torah wants done with the mincha. There's no way sakira on this. This is what the Torah wants done. Comes along his son and says, no. He holds like his father, partially, that you do a kmitza. But he says, you don't put the rest on the mizbeach, like his father said. You put the rest on the Beis HaDeshen. That's where you offer the rest. It becomes the chelik of what you do in the carbon. Part of it is put on the mizbeach. The other part cannot be put on the mizbeach, because he views it as an extra. But at the same time, cannot be eaten, because it's not like a Milchus Yisrael. So the Torah wants you to put it on the place where you burn Pasul or Kabbalah. It's not Pasul. This is the Avayda the Torah wants done there. The Torah wants it put on the Beis HaDeshem. That's how you get around the problem. What?
So you didn't do like Safiru because
I didn't put it on the Mizbeach. So we said it's out. The Avdeluker and Blazer Reb Shimon. The solution here, by this Mincha Kayin Kayanis,
that you put the kmita on the mizbeach and you have the leftover. And you can't put the leftover in the mizbeach according to the Rabbanon because it's a lav of extra. So I look elsewhere and I see Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon told me a new yisayin. But if you have an extra that you don't know what to do with, the Torah has prescribed the solution called putting it on the base hadeshen. So that's what you would do with this milchus haita or with any milchus nedava that an anxious kohen brings. You would do a kmita, you'd put it on the mizbeach, and you would burn the rest on the base hadeshen. It's not the mizbeach, there's no lav. But it's a place where you can put a carbon that can't be put on the mizbeach and can't be eaten.
What was the base hadeshen meant for?
Well, this is one of the things it was meant for. Meant for a lot of things. This is one of the things. The Trumas Hadeshah went there. The Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi went there. The Dishim HaMadayra went there. Pasul HaKachi Kadashim went there. And now, this is where the Torah prescribed to do it. I like to read the Gemara. The Tanya. The blood of Shimon Lai Ma'akhaim is Kar Ba'atzmai. Vashirayim is Pasrum HaBeis Hadeshah. You scatter it in the Beis Hadeshah. Vafilu Rabbanu Lepliga Leder Blazer Reb Shimon Elba Milchus Chaytish HaKahan in the Bas HaKravi. The only reason Rabbanu argue on that is that they say, put it on the Mizbeach. It's Milchus Kayin Kold here. Avavaha, in this situation, where you're caught between a rock and a hard place, you can't put it on the Mizbeach because it's an extra. You can't eat it because it's a Milchus Kayin part. It's either a Milchus Kayin or not. So what do? Avilu Rabbanu Baidu. You put it on the Beis HaDeshen. I'd like to read the Rashi, and then I see Dr. Schwab has his hand up. Dr. Rashi. Kabbalah to Rabbi Shimon. The Menachas prepared Ela Menachas. Have a Minchas Kayin, Chayte. A Minchas Kayin, Chayte, Kayin. Shemevi Ashmias Kayel, swearing falsely. I'm sorry, Ashmias Kayel meaning refusing to testify. A Abitus Vasayim, or swearing falsely. A Thomas Migdash for Kedusha, or he walked into the Mesa Migdash or ate Kachin when he was Tamim Shagig. But Dali Dalus, he's very poor. And the Rabbanan say over there that you bring it completely like a minchas kayin. Pliny Rabbanan alayd Reb Shimon. The Amri, the ha'isel ha'kayin k'mincha, minchas chivasa shekayin kalu is completely burnt, k'minchas nidvasai. Ve'ena nikmatzis, and there's no k'mitza. V'yamar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon darsh le'le k'roa ha'sa achi. Reb Shimon darsh is like this. V'chi na'imer v'ha'isel ha'kayin k'minchasai. Does it say the kayin's minchas chayte is like his other mincha? V'yamar, ele k'minchas chayte she'yisrael. So there's a kmitza. Fresh the brayso ma minchas yisrael shirah necholim avzu shirah necholim. So why don't you eat the leftovers of a minchas chayte of a kayin? Talmud loymer v'haysel akayin kmincha. The kayin kmincha linyan avaydis kayin. It's only like yisrael's mincha when it comes to the service. Shetuni kmitza. V'loyle ishim kmincha. The Kayan treats it like a Menchus Yisrael, but the Mizbeach doesn't treat it like a Menchus Yisrael. Haketzad, Hakayim is Karim La'atzmai, Vashurayim Kravim La'atzmai, that's Reb Shimon's opinion. The Lester calls you a Menelishim Klau. This is not an extra. This is what the Torah wanted you to do. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Pabligalei, Vamekayim Karim La'atzmai, Vashurayim Espasim La'ibud. The Kayimitz is brought by itself, and the leftovers is destroyed. Let me read the next Rashi before any questions. Vafilu Rabbanu Lepli Galeh B'Milchus Chayte Shukihan De Bas Akravi. The Makshi Chay V'Sodman Tvasai They compare to Minchas. Loi Boi Kmitza. Avacha, but this Mincha that's the wife, husbands and the wives, and we don't know how to treat it. The La Bas Akravi, Do B'Bashud He Does, you know, maybe he turns to Shirayim Gemurim Ninu. Vafilu Rabbanu Mayt is the Bispazrim. The Rabbanu will agree to Rabbanu Reb Shem. So the bottom line is as follows. This Mincha that belongs partially to the husband and partially to the wife. We do kmitza. The rest of it, if you hold like a blazer, that you can do it as firewood, put it on as firewood. If you don't hold like a blazer, you do it as firewood, you're stuck. You have to be makrabit, but you can't be makrabit. So Reb Lazar Reb Shimon introduced a new solution. When you're in a situation, when you have to be makrabit, can't be makrabit, the Torah prescribed the way to be makrabit, not on the mizbeach, on the Beis HaDesha. Reb Shimon would not have the solution. He says, by there, by the Minchas Kayin, the Torah gave a solution of putting it on the Mizbeach a second time. But that's only by a Minchas Chayit of a Kayin. This would not apply here. Yes, Doctor.
Okay, so minor quibble is, I think, the way you translate Rashi. At one point, you've used two conflicting terms in terms of placing on the Beit HaMikdash. One, in the very initial part, you said offering. It's really not an offering. Rashi seems to say that it's destroyed on, and itself is not an offering.
See, I did it because, but it's not like I did it without thinking. Because you show me as a suffix, whether it's called that crevice a carbon or not called that crevice a carbon. Can you put it on at night? Do you have to put it on by day? Can you put it on after the owner dies? Is it considered part of a crevice or not? So I minced my words. Because you show me as a suffix, so I wasn't going to decide that you show me suffix.
Okay, so that makes sense to me. I mean, it seems to be that, well, it's not important what it seems. The other is, I would point out that someone within the last few days was asking why people didn't remember what's going on. This is another of many very clear instances where there was definitely something which was done and people do not recall what it is.
People, things get mixed up.
Exactly my point.
I like milking some basics in the kitchen, you know what I mean? That happens.
Well, I wouldn't say focus, but things do get mixed up in memory. And
this is not memory. This has got mixed up. Got island chapters and somebody mixed them together.
No, it's a
machlokes. Not a memory.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's a machlokes in drushes.
What?
This is not a machlokes in memory. Yeah, they don't know what happened to me. Yeah. This was 100 years later, right?
Yeah, they did something. They definitely did something. We don't still have the immortal.
I have no idea how many times this happened, but they never had this and they never had this. They got mixed up.
That's what we said as far as
I agree.
Is it was infrequent occurrence.
Right.
What is it called?
If somebody goes to somebody and says, you know testimony. He says, no, I don't. He says, swear you don't know testimony. Well, the Shua is Aedis. Swearing that you don't know testimony.
What does that have to do with
That's one of the Averis that is a Menachas Chayte for. Rashi, swearing falsely about Eidus, swearing falsely about other things, and Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashah.
I'm a Kohen.
Can't hear you.
The words, Ohesakim,
Akayen Kamencha.
When a Kohen does these,
it says over there, we're saying that's going when the Kayan does the Chayit, correct.
But Yisrael that does it.
It's a regular Mincha. No Shaman, no Levina. No Shaman, there is Levina. We had that before, that Mincha's Chayit, ain't as soon as Shaman. We don't want a carbon mehudar.
But then the seed is getting
eaten. I'm sorry?
After they do Kamitza, it gets eaten by the Kohanim?
Yeah.
By regular Yisrael?
Yes. No, not by regular Yisrael, by Kaharim. It's
no,
eaten by Kaharim. Yes.
No, brought by Yisrael,
yes.
Who does
yes.
Also, the case of this woman of married to a Kohen, no matter what she was before, it was only Yisrael Levia. Even a Kohenis that marries a Kohen has this issue.
But the Kohenis is considered Yisraelis for all practical carbon purposes.
I thought maybe she'd get an extra because she's a Kohana, so maybe it gets burnt.
No, but what happens if she's a single girl and brings a carbon as a Kohana?
I don't know.
Exactly like Israel.
Well, Truma's not like that.
Of course, there are differences, but I'm not this guy carbon as a
carbon. The point is that if it comes out according to the Rabbanan, in many situations, this is where it goes to the base session, right?
No, I don't have it. I'm going to say over here, there's no problem. A kayin, minchas chayit of a kayin is treated exactly like a minchas nedav of a kayin. It goes straight on the mizbeach. The Blazer Reb Shimon is the one that introduced this solution by a case of a minchas chayit of a kayin. And from there we learn that that's a possible solution where you're stuck. Rabbanan aren't stuck over there. Reb Shimon's not stuck over there.
Here
we're stuck. We don't know what to do.
So the answer is to put on
base addition,
right?
Correct. Okay, not yet. Right. Or do it for firewood. There was two answers.
Firewood was for...
The blesser.
Yeah.
And then you're going to drop on and you put it on the base addition.
I'm saying, so the warden want to say, put on base addition right away,
that's not a... That's not a solution.
It's not?
No, of course not.
thought you
said... He's supposed to be makom on the Mizbeach, not on the Beit HaDesha.
He's just coming. What's the halacha according to Rabbanan?
Right.
He's just coming. What do they do?
The Kemitza, and then they put it on the Beit HaDesha. According to Rabbanan, correct. Because there's no option on the Mizbeach. Beit HaDesha is not a preferred way of going. It's the fallback solution when you're stuck.
That is the procedure according to Rabbanan.
Because you're stuck.
Right. And that can be brought the next day?
Like, no, that day.
That day. It
well, that's a question. I just want you to show me. Does it have to be done that day? Can we wait till the...
In other words, it doesn't necessarily have to become closer.
That's, again, the shaila is this a hakravas hakarban or not? That's the shaila.
On the base of Deshan.
It's in the Azara. Next to the Mizveah.
Right. So that makes it as if
the time is there. That's the shaila in the Yerushalmi. Again, I'm not going to be pushing the shaila in the Yerushalmi. It's not my job. Yerushalmi doesn't know.
If that's a krov or not.
Correct. Did it be done at night? Doesn't talk about the next day. Did it be done at night? Or does it have to be done by daytime? Or also wants to know if the owner died. Chata shemesu balel. If it's a krov, you can't continue. If it's not akraba, you can finish it off. Talks about whether you can be mafago. There's all kinds of shilas in Yerushalmi. I just don't want to complicate things more than I have to.
There's more than one base edition, right?
The one, there was one in the Azara.
There was one in the Azara, but there are others.
That's it. So then they took out of the Azara. Yeah.
Fire there, continuous fire there?
Pretty much.
Would it go just fall to the ground? But the nace, was the thing cleaned up? They cleaned that up. It was sunk into the ground? Is that where the nace happened? All these psulim, everything was done there? Or the one out?
Well, it depends which psulim.
But this psulim is not very big, so it probably could go there.
They don't do it big and not big.
And it was misposing. That's just a way of saying how
yeah,
you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you have to spread it. It's just that's the way.
That's how you do it, correct. Everybody should have a wonderful...